was not English.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, you know, on Austin Avenue, which was, you know, pretty close to where my grandparents lived, downtown Waco, mm-hmm. I would go shopping sometimes with them. And my grandmother, she was like, you know, you either did it her way or, you know, you was going to face some consequences there. She was a strong lady, you know, real strong lady, because she had so many sons and daughters. And she would just be the, you know, the ultimate authority at home. And then when we would go shopping at Goldstein's and Monning's and, you know, really shoplifting, we would all go if somebody needed a pair of tennis shoes or, you know, not tennis shoes, shoes. We would all go to the store, you know, mm-hmm. and just to go. And I witnessed my grandmother, who couldn't speak English, turn to somebody not to recognize, mm-hmm. you know, because the ladies at the store would speak English and they talked to my grandmother and she didn't know what they were saying, and mm-hmm. she would be real embarrassed, I mm-hmm. think. Now that I look mm-hmm. back, I guess that's a safe way to kind of make you visualize what mm-hmm. it was that she was enduring there, but mm-hmm. she was completely different.